Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Well, there's a bigger story here.
Okay.
With the Trump win.
All right.
And the Democrats are trying to cover up what it is. They're out there screaming and yelling about misogyny and racism.
Yeah.
Even hilariously to white liberals on MSNBC, hilariously saying that the problem is that actually Hispanics and black people, especially Hispanic men and black men, are in fact racist. That is what has caused the Democrat Party's downfall. And of course, it must be corrected, right, with more propaganda. But that is not what is happening here. When you look at the numbers, and I've spent hours doing it, I've now put it all together. The Democrat Party is disintegrating, and it has little to do with Kamala Harris. She was a horrendous candidate,
and
we've documented that. Okay, so had they run somebody better, it wouldn't have been quite as bad. But this is a bigger problem than Kamala Harris, and that's why they want to talk about Kamala Harris, because they do not want their donors to notice. A lot of their donors, Lee, as we've documented this week, particularly on Wall Street, donate because they are afraid. They were afraid that if the numbers are not high enough in the Democrat donation column, or they give too much to the Republicans, the SEC will be at their door. They will find themselves the victims of lawfare, right? Well, if that's how you extract your donations, and we saw that with Jamie Dimon this week, after raising money for the Democrats all year, the CEO, I'm still not over this, of JP Morgan Chase, in a closed door meeting with other bankers, says we have to fight. This starts with S, ends with hit. We have, you know, we have to rise up. We have to fight the Democrats. You've been their chief fundraiser, bundler, hundreds of millions of dollars he's raised on Wall Street. And you're saying we have to band together to fight this? Why would he say that? They look weak. That element of fear is gone. And they're desperate to cover up what I dug up, because their donors who give to them out of fear and kind of, quite frankly, in a mafia style protection racket, we'll see how weak they truly are. And so they're saying, well, you know, they didn't want the black woman. They didn't want the woman. Misogyny. No, the wheels have been coming off this party since 2016. And you can see this in the numbers, in the absolute erosion of the numbers, which have continued to shrink from Hillary to Joe to Trump. And we now see why they faked COVID. COVID, and when I say fake COVID, is obviously real, but it is no more deadly than the flu for those under 60. As I told you, the second month of COVID.
Yeah.
I didn't get the under 60 part. I said overall it would be no more deadly than the flu. I got really close. Why did you lie like that? Why did you shut down the economy to get to mass mail-in ballots so that they could break the law and mail ballots directly to voters? They just basically ignored the law and overrode it. Without that law breaking, 15 million, it's actually 14 and some change, Democrat votes simply vanished. People who, if you don't put that ballot right in their inbox, they're not, you know, right in their mailbox, they're not going to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But listen to this. This is what they're trying to cover up this morning. They don't want the world to know what is going on, but I have it right here, and it is a much bigger story than Kamala Harris. Let's take young voters. Let's start there. Hillary, because you got to go back to Hillary to see this, okay? And when you go back to Hillary, Hillary's a woman, right?
Yeah.
Right. So,
as far as I know,
she shouldn't have higher numbers than Joe Biden, right? But she does. So this is not misogyny. This is not racism. This is people looking at the Democrat Party and going, they're bark at the moon insane. Let's look at Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton and just run through a couple of these. I'm going to do the state. Let's take it. Take Hispanic voters for a moment. Hillary won 66% of Hispanic voters. Trump only won 28 in 2016. All right, let's jump to 2020. Biden wins 59% of Hispanic voters. Trump wins 38. He makes a 10-point gain. Mm-hmm. 4 years. Let's jump to now. Trump wins 41% of Hispanic voters. Kamala Harris wins 56. So Trump has gone from 28% of Hispanic voters under Hillary to 41% now. Those are massive swings.
In an 8-year period,
In an 8-year period that don't really have much to do with Kamala Harris personally per se. So they're trying to put this off on her and on Joe. No, it's their stark raving mad policies, and people are finding out. Let's look at young voters, because young voters is where the wheels really start to come off. They've got a massive problem, Lee. It's big. Because this is one of the most conservative young generations. Democrats have always counted on big margins with young voters, but their young voter margins have been disintegrating since 2016. This is not really new. Hillary won 58% of the vote, ages 18 to 29. Trump got just 28%. Okay. Well, Joe Biden wins 61% of the youth vote. Trump gets 36. So he makes the gain. What did Trump just do in terms of the youth vote? Well, Trump is now sitting with the youth vote at 46%. Wait. So Trump went from 28% of the youth vote, again, those under 30, supposed to be the most liberal in the country. Trump went from 28% of the youth vote in 2016 to 46% now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he did it gradually.
Yeah.
He went from 28% of the youth vote under, he ran against Hillary to picking up 36% when he ran against Biden. Biden, these are gradual changes. And you can see why they've in desperation thrown the borders open. They thinking, OK, we're going to have to replace 20 million Americans with these voters that we're bringing in because they have no way forward. Their agenda, Lee, is so insane. There's not a fix for this. And then when you impoverish great swaths of America on top of it, it doesn't work for you. And the only let me tell you how bad this is. OK, like just one example. Dearborn, Michigan, right?
Right.
Known Muslim capital of the country.
Right.
Just as an example here. And this is an absolute massacre. Joe Biden won Dearborn, Michigan with 63% of the vote. 63% of the vote. Trump just won Dearborn, Michigan.
Wow.
Let that sink in.
That's a pretty big swing.
That is a massive, massive swing. And so when you're looking at swings like that, that's a disaster.
Well, I mean,
there's no other way to, but let me read it. Just real quick. It's so mind blowing. I'm sorry. I got the bite. I had the Biden thing. Right. Biden won by 68.8% in Dearborn. I'm sorry. I said 63. I was looking at my scrawly handwriting of 68, not 63. Okay. Trump gets 29.9%. Biden gets 68%. Dearborn, Michigan, the most Muslim city by numbers in the country. Okay, so Biden gets 68%. Dearborn, Michigan wins it easily and outright. What does Trump do? 55% of the residents are of Middle Eastern descent. He wins with 42.48% of the vote. Okay, Kamala Harris gets 36%, 18% vote for Jill Stein. They're like, they throw their hands up.
Wow.
They're like, we can't quite get to the Republican Party column, but we can't vote for these Democrats anymore. They're nuts. So like, look at this. Okay, so Biden again, it's 2020. He wins Dearborn easily, 68% of the vote, almost 69.
So Michigan had a Ross Perot moment then.
They did. Trump wins it with 42%. 68% for the Democrats, swing to 42% for the Republicans. I mean, this is absolutely radical stuff that you're seeing all over the country. Just look at other things. I mean, you look at this, okay? Joe Biden, the state of New York. Joe Biden wins it by 23 percentage points. Not surprising. New York's probably going to go to the Democrats. So Biden wins by 23%. Harris wins by 11.
You know,
these are radical swings.
I questioned Trump's effort in California, New York, because those are states where he's not going to win. But I see now what the plan was.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the popular vote victory, because with the Electoral College and the popular vote, Democrats have nothing to complain about with the election. They cannot challenge it on any aspect of it. They're the very ones that touted democracy, democracy, democracy. Guess what, folks? Put the Electoral College win with the popular vote win by millions of votes. Millions. That is what democracy looks like.
And
Democrats
look,
don't like it.
All of that rhetoric, Lee, when Biden was saying in the Dark Brandon speech, hey, they're an existential threat. They're terrorists.
Yeah.
We have to treat, because they're a terrorist minority. Yeah. They're extremist minority. Yeah. No, we're the majority.
Yeah.
We're not the minority.
And we're not terrorists, by the way.
Right. And that shatters all of this. Hey, we have to have a democracy. Why do they say that? Because in a democracy, 50 plus one rules. And in their minds, they were the majority. Well, were the majority.
Yeah. And by a wide margin.
And by a wide, wide margin. By the way, I didn't even get to the biggest disaster for the Democrats, because this is a long-term problem for them. So they're trying to cover up this morning by telling you, oh, it's the misogyny, the racism against Kamala Harris. What is actually going on is the wheels have been coming off since 2016. We just couldn't see it until this election. But in retrospect, you can. And wow, this is unbelievable. More next.